Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
before it's time. That nigga, the y'all broke it down like both of your ankles just crumb.
Our genesis started in the book of Exodus. Born in America, cause Yahweh is correcting us. He commanded us to be holy in Leviticus. Then we multiplied to where you couldn't even number us. But since we refuse his philosophy, he gonna consume us with curses from Deuteronomy. It's all about the quality, never about the quantity. To the last five letters from Israelite, you got y'all's elite. One from a family and two from a city. What make up the remnant who Yahweh with pity? He visits the iniquity to the seeds of them that hated him, showing his mercy to thousands of them that wait for him. My Genesis started with the crucifix. I never knew I was worshiping graven images. No sacrifices of righteousness, only wickedness. Man-made doctrine is all the world religion is. No addition or contradicting what y'all has mentioned. It ain't no need for multiplication or division. No subtraction or any other type of mathematics. Just trust in Yahweh's word and what he say will happen.
Let's go.
It's the delight of my soul, the only thing that controls. This is the sweetest of roll that I ate in this hole. You know it's the Almighty, the one who's always right. See, you see the light in the sky, you know it's day. And then it's night when the lesser light shines. It's the most sublime, the most profound, the illest sound. Never heard round this town, round this globe. It be the Torah of Yahweh Elohim. Do you understand the things that I speak in these days of the last to come past, when these people got to fall off the earth like grass with this, like the flower fade? You know how it is these days, people getting played, being so lies of age, but my words they spray proclaim the most high name. And you know how it is, we ain't playing no games. No, you give me this word so it speaks the fire, and y'all be like wood.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has blessed us, shined his mercy upon us, and even allowed us to come before you once again another day, bringing to you his great and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street. bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And he is our only savior. And not just of Israel. But Yahweh is the savior of the world. And again, I thank the mighty Yah for allowing us to come before you once again. Today, we're going to talk about tail-bearing. Someone asked me to deal with tail-bearing, and so this is what I'm going to do. Of course, most of our people, they know there's a law, according to the scriptures, that we're not to tail bear. But little do they know what the law means. And little understanding do they have of the law. Because if they had any understanding of this law, then they would know what it means. And they would know what not to do. And so let me show you, first and foremost, the law and what the law actually means. And until you learn to define what the creative words mean, it's hard to, for you to understand it. And a lot of times people don't know what it means. They won't define the creator's word. For example, I was teaching on the evening and the morning. The Almighty called the light day, and I wasn't teaching a subject on day and night, but nevertheless, he called the light day. In the darkness, he called night. But even though Yahweh called the light day, we have people in our community that still will make the day night and will make a day start at the time that it's supposed to end. And until you learn how to define the Creator's words, you're always going to be confused. You're always going to be backwards. And you're going to always be in a state led in a path that is not good. And so many of our people, when something should be ending, as in a day, it's beginning. In truth, only one can be right. Somebody is backwards. Somebody is not. And the only way to discern who's right and who's backwards is by Yahweh's words. So we're going to look at this law, tail-bearing. Let us look at the law first in the book of Leviticus 19. The Creator said, wisdom is the principal thing. But with all thy getting, get understanding. And so let's try to understand what this is saying. Leviticus 19. In the book of Leviticus 19, this is what it says. And we're going to read the 16th verse. Well, let's start at the 15th verse, because it's very relevant. Leviticus 19 and 15 says, ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. What do that mean? In other words, when you go to judge and when you go to make decision and when you measure out everything, you're not to do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. But in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. In other words, you don't have two different judgments for the poor and the rich, or for the man and the woman, or for the student and the teacher. You do no unrighteousness in judgment. The only way you judge situations are through righteousness. And oftentimes people don't understand this, and you're going to see why. Why the mass majority of the people don't understand righteous judgment. But let's continue reading. 16th verse, because this is the verse that we're highlighting. It says, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. Neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am Yah. So what is a talebearer? And why is it so significant? Why is it so important that this is not the behavior that Yahweh wanted his people to go up and down amongst his people with? As a talebearer, somebody just telling tales? Is it somebody just telling lies? What is a talebearer? Well, we're going to get right into the heart of what a talebearer is. And I find there's two things that will show clearly what a talebearer is. So pay close attention to the scriptures that we are highlighting, because it's going to let you know who you are and what you are and how you deal amongst your people. And let us see. First scripture I want you to go to, dealing with a talebearer, since we're not to go up and down as a talebearer among our people. As I told you before, you got to let the scriptures define words. The mass majority of times, when I start looking at how they define things in Hebrew and how they define things in the concordance, which many of our people rely on, the mass majority of the time, many times, it contradicts what the scriptures actually says. But let's look at this. In the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter, in the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter, and we're speaking about talebearing. I'm sorry, not Leviticus, the 11th chapter. Excuse me. Proverbs, the 11th chapter. All right, I got Proverbs, the 11th chapter, not Leviticus. And this is what it says in the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter. And watch what this says. The 13th verse. This is a sign to let you know this is the remnant in the works of a talebearer. Watch what it says. 13th verse. A talebearer revealeth secrets. That's the bottom line. if you reveal secrets, if you telling things that should not be told, you're a talebearer. It says, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. And what a lot of people do oftentimes, they'll tell things about other people. They'll tell situations about other people that nobody else knew. And that's what a talebearer do. Because a talebearer reveals secrets. Talebearer, did you know so-and-so was gay? You're like, no, I didn't know so-and-so was gay. What? In other words, they just start talking. Did you know so-and-so was divorced? No, I never know so-and-so was divorced. In other words, they just tell secrets as if they have the authority to tell it. As if they were the ones who were supposed to blow the trumpet. Who gave you the authority to tell somebody else's business and to tell things about other people? Nobody gave you that authority. But that's what a talebearer do. A talebearer reveals secrets. They can't stay out of people's business. They always have to talk about other people. And they don't even see themselves as a talebearer. But they are. This is how you know you're not a talebearer. But he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter, even though they know, even though they done heard things, they still don't repeat it. They still don't talk about it. And why? Because they are of a faithful spirit. Faithful spirit. But not so with a talebearer. A talebearer reveals secrets. Furthermore, in the book of Proverbs, the 20th chapter, and watch what this says about a talebearer. And that's what we're talking about, talebearers. And we got a bunch of them. And look what it says. Proverbs 20. The 19th verse. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore meddle not with him that flattered with his lips. Because that's what a talebearer do. A talebearer, a talk about you like a dog, and in the next breath, they will flatter you. I love the way you teach. I love what you're saying. I love what you're doing. And then as soon as they get behind your back, man, I don't understand what he's saying. He be dead wrong. He be this, he be that. That's what talebearers do. Now, the second thing you want to know about a talebearer, the first thing is they reveal secrets. That's what talebearers do. And the second thing they do, a talebearer slanders. They slanders. They talk negative about other people all the time. But for some strange reason, they never talk to that person. But they love talking about people, but they never go to the people that they talk about. When they see those people, you know what they do? They flatter with their lips. And let me tell you what that's called. A talebearer. This is what they do. Now, I didn't mean nothing. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Well, I'm sorry, but you sorry, but you done already said it. You done already spreaded it. You already gave life to this thing. And even though you might apologize, the wound has already been inflicted. This is why Yahweh said, thou should not go up and down as a talebearer amongst our people. Because now you done told secrets that shouldn't have never been told, that should have never been said, that should never have been uttered out of your mouth. It wasn't yours to do so. Also, in the book of Proverbs 26, because we're talking about a talebearer, and we're talking about how devious and deadly this sin is. But our people don't act like it's devious or deadly at all. This is something they do regularly. And now we in Proverbs, they're talking about talebearing, so you can understand what this thing is. Proverbs 26, verse 22, or verse 20. We're going to start at the 20th verse. Where no wood is, Proverbs 26 and 20, where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. Do y'all understand that? In other words, where no wood is, the fire go out. So where there is no terror bearer, the strife cease. Do you understand that? Just like where no wood is, the fire go out. Where there is no tail bearer, the strife cease. Because here you got people, that's why when you're dealing with relationships, I tell everybody, if they're dealing in a relationship, they should never, ever, they always want to go to people and talk to them. Do you know so-and-so? What do you think about so-and-so? And 9 out of 10 times, 9.5 out of 10 times, it's things that you don't want to hear. Even if they're talking positive. It's always, no, they good, and they this, and they that, and they that. But be careful. But be careful. Or you might ask yourself, well, what do that have to do with talebearing? Because most people find their problems come through talebearing. See, while one person is getting all the 411 from other people, you know what the other person know? They don't know what that person getting. They don't know what that person, what other people saying about them and what other people think about them. If you want to know something, you need to get it from the horse's mouth. You talk to the individual that you want to know these things from. But to talk to other people, all you getting is what they think about this person. And consequently, now, here it is, what we have is a bunch of talebearing. Watch what the scripture says. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife cease. As coals are to the burning coals, and wood to the fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. And that's what will happen. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. And that's what happened. A lot of people don't realize the scripture teach us that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. And we act like, for the most part, that we can't handle that power, because we use our tongues mainly for death and not for life. Let me show you an example of what talebearing is, so you can see. So you just won't hear the words of talebearer reveal secrets. A talebearer is a slanderer. I want you to see an example of what words can do and how terrible words are when you're a talebearer. Watch this in the book of Numbers. I remember when there was a time when our parents used to teach us, if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. But not today. Today, that's turned into whatever you feel, express yourself and tell them how you feel. That's the message today. Book of Numbers, the 14th chapter. And watch what happens. Let me, we're going to start at the 13th chapter, Numbers 13. Because I just want you to see this thing. And we're going to start out, we're going to start reading the 17th verse of Numbers 13. And it's going to take us into the 14th chapter. But I just want you to see talebearing. Numbers 13, verse 17. And Moshe sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said unto them, get you up this way southward. Go up into the mountain and see the land, what it is, and what the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether it's tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up, and they searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south, came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshai, to Mai, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare between two upon a staff. And they brought of the pomegranate and of the figs. The place was called the brook of Eshcol, because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moshe and to Aharon and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, and the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. And the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of the Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moshe and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land to which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Now we're going into the 14th chapter of the book of Numbers. Now, someone reading this, they say, well, what's the problem? They were told to search the land, and they was told to bring a report. And this is what they did. Now here, the report wasn't a good report. They said, after searching the land, we can't take this land. We can't overcome these people. They're way stronger than us. We can't go in there. We can't do this. We can't do that. Well, let's see how Yahweh seen this negative report. Then you're going to understand what a talebearer is. And watch what it says. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moshe and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would Elohim that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would Elohim we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore have Yahweh brought us up into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt. Then Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. Because Moses and Aaron, they realized what these people had done was a great sin. Here it is. All he told them to do is spy out the line and bring a report back to them. But they done took this report all through the camps, all to their families, all to everybody. Now everybody is scared, so scared they wanted to go back into Egypt from whence they came. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If Yahweh delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against Yahweh, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and Yahweh is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of Yahweh appeared into the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. These people want to stone them, all because of this negative report that was brought back, only supposed to have been brought back to the leaders, but it was brought to the people. Watch what happens. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, how long will these people provoke me? How long will it be ere that they believe me? For all the signs which I have shown among them, I will smite them with pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. This is what he was telling Moses. And Moshe said unto Yahweh, then the Egyptians shall hear it. For thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. For they have heard that Yahweh art among this people, that Yahweh are seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by day time in a pillar of a cloud, and in a pillar of a fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all these people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because Yahweh was not able to bring his people into the land which he swore unto them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of Yah be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, Yahweh is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even unto now. And Yahweh said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Yah, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swore to their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and have followed me fully, him will I bring into the land where into he went, and his seed shall possess it. And of course, everyone know also Joshua, because he succeeded Moses. And the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. He said, tomorrow I'll turn you, get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And Yahweh spoke unto Moshe and Aaron, saying, how long should I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, says Yahweh, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and all that were number of you, according to your whole number from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swore to make you dwell therein, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Yehoshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye have said shall be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in the wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be waste in the wilderness. After the number of days in which you search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach a promise. And I, Yahweh, have said, I will surely do it unto all this congregation that are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed, and they shall die. And watch what Yahweh says. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land. Because this is what you're doing. It's slander. What our people are doing. Talking about each other like a dog. Talking about things that ain't even none of their business. Did you hear what so-and-so did on Facebook? Did you see what so-and-so did? Did you see how she was acting on Facebook? Did you hear what she said? Did you know so-and-so did this? Did you know so-and-so did that? Tailbearing. This is what kept us, many of our people, from going to the land. Tailbearing. Because what is tailbearing? Revealing secrets and slandering. Watch what it says. Even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before Yahweh. But Yehoshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived. In other words, they were not plagued. And their demise, or they did not face the same demise as the people, because they were not negative. They didn't bring up a negative report, and they didn't go running their mouth to the people to scare them. And this is what this is how this happens. You go start telling the people such and such and such, and now the people start hating people, start liking people. They don't want to go to this class, and they don't want to go to that class. And these people ain't nothing but tailbearers. And let me show you what a tailbearer is, since you know that a tailbearer is one that slanders and one that reveals secrets. Just show you what a tailbearer is in a book of Proverbs again. And we're talking about tailbearers. And let me get the verse. Show you what a tailbearer is. Proverbs, the 10th chapter. And watch what this is. The 18th verse. Proverbs 10 and 18. Watch what it says. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. And that's what a tailbearer is. A tailbearer slanders. A tailbearer reveals secrets. And a tailbearer is a fool, according to the scriptures. And let me tell you how you can, when you know you enter into the circle, the atmosphere of tailbearing. Watch the very next verse. In the multitude of words, there warneth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. In other words, You can tell a tell bird because they always run in their mouth about things and about people. That's how you can clearly tell a tell bird. And they a fool. And that's how you can tell they sinning because they known through the multitude of their words. Watch the 20th verse. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. Ain't worth nothing. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. And you don't want to be no fool. Or if you don't want to be a fool, then stop tale-bearing. And what is a tale-bearer? Somebody that reveals secrets and someone that's slanderous. Now, if you want to know what you can do with your lips when you got something to talk about, go to the book of Proverbs 25. Now, this is what a talebearer ain't going to do. But if you don't want to be a talebearer, this is what you do. In the book of Proverbs 25. And this is what it says. The 9th verse. Proverbs 25:9. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself. That's what you're supposed to do. In other words, if you got a point of contention and you want to talk about somebody like a dog, talk to them. Talk with them face to face. Debate with them. Contend with them himself. But what you don't do, or what you do, is the very next thing. And discover not a secret to another. Why are you telling me how you feel when you should be telling somebody else how you feel? Why you want to know what I think about somebody else instead of asking them about themselves? I can tell you all day long, this person is this person is that. And then you go tell him, man, you ain't nothing like Maria Shaya said. Maria Shaya said you was a this, you was that, you was this and that and that and this. And next thing you know, this person mad at me. And they should be. Because that's what a talebearer do. Reveal secrets. If I felt a certain way about a person, then I should tell them. And once I tell them, that don't give me the license to go tell everybody else. You sure I told you how I felt. But that don't mean now I can tell everybody else since you already know how I feel. No. The only person that needs to know how I feel is you. Furthermore, Proverbs 27. And watch what it says. The 5th verse. And it's real simple. Open rebuke is better than secret love. In other words, it's better to just be open about how you feel. It's better to be open about what you got to say with the person you need to say it with. Rather than keep everything quiet, keep everything a secret, and you're not telling the true deal. Because ultimately, it's going to come out. The secret is going to come out. It always do. So you just be honest and upfront and tell them how you feel. But you don't go to other people and tell them what you're telling them for. What profit is it that I talk about other people? How's that profiting me? Unless I'm saying something positive. Unless I'm saying something good. Then I can understand how that profit me. But to say something negative, how would that profit me? No, it won't. So I can understand back in the day when they used to teach, if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say it at all. But that standard has been flushed down the toilet. It has been tossed out of the window. And look, I can understand why. Not that I can understand it, but I can see why people do this very negative thing called tale-bearing. And this is the only thing I can think of why they might do this thing. Because look, watch what the Creator said in the book of Proverbs. Going back to Proverbs 25, watch what he says. And make that Psalms 25. Now watch this. Show you the difference between man and Yahweh. Psalms 25:14. It says, the secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. In other words, Yahweh will only show his secrets to certain people, certain individuals, certain people that he loves and he has faith in. Because first of all, when he show a secret, he's going to show it to them that fear him. Watch what that says again. The secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him. And since you fear him, he will show them his covenant. This is how Yahweh deal with his secret. Not so with a talebearer. A talebearer tell anybody their secrets. They don't care who it is. They have no standards of who they talk to and who they reveal things to. But Yahweh got standards. And you got to fear him. That's why you don't have a bunch of people coming talking about what thus says Yahweh and what Yahweh showed them. And oftentimes, people come to me and tell me what Yahweh said and what Yahweh showed them, I say, well, show me in the book that Yahweh showed you that. And most times I don't see it because it's not in the book. I ask them, did Yahweh show you that? Did Yahweh tell you that? This secret thing? So Yahweh, when his secrets too, are those who fear him. So therefore he's going to show them things like his covenant of day and night. He'll show them that. Furthermore, speaking of what Yahweh will do with his secrets, in the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, And I asked, what did Yahweh show you to signify that you fear him? What sign do you walk around with to show, to demonstrate to others that you fear Yahweh? Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs, the third chapter, the 31st verse. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways, for the forward is an abomination to Yahweh, but his secret is with the righteous. Yahweh deal with the righteous all the time. Yahweh is telling the righteous his secrets. Yahweh is showing the righteous his secrets. But not with the wicked. But not with talebearers. But not with fools. Yahweh don't deal with them at all. They only think Yahweh is dealing with them. But I can assure you, Yahweh said he's not, and I know that he's not. But not with a talebearer. A talebearer tell his secrets. His secret is not with the righteous. A talebearer's secret is with anybody and everybody. They don't care. They don't have standards. They'll talk about anybody. They'll talk negative about anybody. They slander anybody. And they just make everybody hate one another. In other words, they were so discord. Don't go over to that class. Why not? Why don't go over to that class? Because over there, they teach this, that, and the other. In other words, you know who telling you to do those type of things? A talebearer. Yeah, that's what talebearers do. Furthermore, go to the book of Amos. It'll show you what a talebearer is. The difference between the talebearer and Yahweh. In the book of Amos, the third chapter. Now it's clear why Yahweh operate the way he does. For Yahweh is righteous. Look what it says. Amos, the third chapter, the seventh verse. Surely, Yahweh Elohim will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Yahweh is not revealing his secret to everybody. That's what talebearers do. That's what fools do. That's what a slanderer do. They just tell everybody's business. But not Yahweh. Yahweh deal with the righteous. Yahweh deal with his servants, the prophets. Yahweh deal with those who fear him. And that's the difference. Now, if you're inclined to be like Yahweh, then stop being the talebearer. You debate your cause with your neighbor himself. What sense does it make that you just run your mouth about any and everything just to make other people mad, just to put wounds under other people? This is not good in the eyes of Yahweh. You see what happened in the wilderness, how our people brought a bad report. Slanders. And we had to dwell in a wilderness of our foreparents for 40 years. Yahweh deal with those who fear him. Yahweh deal with the righteous. This is who he reveal his secrets to. Watch in the book of Daniel. the second chapter, Daniel 2. And this is what it says. In the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed wherewith his spirit was troubled and his sleep broke from him. Now, I just want you to take note. This is in the second year, and if you don't know nothing about the second year after listening to me, you ain't going to never know. The second represents Yahweh's name. Watch what it says. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Spake the Chaldeans to the king of Syria, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If ye will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if you show the dream and the interpretation thereof, ye shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. The king answered and said, I know of a certainty that ye will gain the time, because ye see the thing is gone from me. But if ye will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For you have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me. Time be changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore, there is no king, master, nor ruler that asks such things at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean, and it is a rare thing that the king requires, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the Elohims, whose dwelling is not with flesh. For this cause the king was angry and was very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. And he answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the king the thing known unto Daniel. Then Daniel went in, desired of the king that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went into the house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the Elohim of heaven concerning this secret, because who is the one that's supposed to reveal secrets? Yahweh. Yahweh even said, is there any secret thing? He said, what is kept in the secret shall be brought out in the light, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the Elohim of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Elohim forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom of the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep in secret things. He knoweth what's in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou Elohim of my father, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desire of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. So what is this telling us? What is this teaching us? Well, it's teaching us that Yahweh is the one that revealeth secrets. And Yahweh is the one that bringeth the hidden things that are in the darkness out into the light. Yahweh is the one to do that. He didn't put you up to do that. And how do I know he didn't put you up to do that? Because Yahweh don't deal with talebearers. And what is a talebearer? A talebearer is one that reveals secrets. That's what a talebearer do. When Yahweh revealed his secrets to his servants, when Yahweh revealed his secrets to the righteous, when Yahweh revealed his secrets to those that fear him, he revealed it to them to tell it. He wanted them to tell it. But not so with a talebearer, because Yahweh don't reveal nothing to a talebearer. Nothing at all, because a talebearer is a fool. A talebearer is one that slanders. A talebearer is one that reveals secrets. So why would you want to do that? Another scripture in the book of Ecclesiastes. The fifth chapter. And watch what it says. The fifth verse. I'm sorry. Ecclesiastes 5 and first verse. Thy foot, when thou goest to the house of Elohim, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. And what is the sacrifice of a fool? Running their mouth, always talking, not ready to hear, but ready to talk, not ready to learn, but ready to tell. For they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before Elohim. For Elohim is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. Because this is how you know a fool. You know him by the multitude of their words. When thou vows vow unto Elohim, defer not to pay it, for he have no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Because a lot of time a fool will just make vows and say anything. Well, now Yahweh don't have pleasure in a fool, so now pay that vow that you done made. You shouldn't have been running your mouth and talking. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow, then that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should Elohim be angry at thy voice, and destroy the work of thy hands. Because that's what people say, they say all the time after they run their mouth. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it. Please forgive me. This is what is being said all the time. Well, you done already said it. It done already came out of your mouth. Seventh verse. For in a multitude of dreams and many words, there are different vanities. But fear thou Elohim. This is what Yahweh wants you to do. He wants you to fear him. And to fear him, your mouth shut. To fear him is to let thy words be few. But if you don't want to, you can be a fool. Because a fool is known by the multitude of words. Now, let us go back to Leviticus 19, where this all started. Fifteenth verse, ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. But in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. Neither shall thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor, I am Yah. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, I am Yah. This is not difficult. This is not hard. This is not complicated. These things only become complicated. They only become difficult when you are in strife with Yahweh himself. And your spirit won't allow you to do the right thing. And you have to do what the scripture says. You must learn to rebuke yourself. You must learn to put your hand over your own mouth. You must learn to stay out of other people's business. If you feel like you're going to get into other people's business, then don't get on Facebook. Matter of fact, just close your account. Because then that's what you're going to do, start searching other people's business. If you feel like you're going to talk about other people, stop asking about other people. Just worry about yourself. Don't be a talebearer. Stop revealing secrets. Stop slandering. And start fearing Yah. Learn to do righteously. Did not Yahweh say, seek righteousness and seek meekness that we might be hid in the day of Yah's anger? And do you think talebearers Yahweh will spare? They died in the wilderness of old. What do you think will happen in the wilderness to come? So it's up to you. Now you know Now you understand. But if you don't, search it out. Until tomorrow, Yahweh love you. So do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim. A fool believes everything, and to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing, that's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.